We hear a lot of talk about health care. We spend a lot of money on health care, yet we seem to get so little of either. If you're ready for real science, common sense health from two guys who care, welcome to Have a Heart Health Radio. Here are your hosts, health journalist Bill Sardi and health warrior Dave Stouter.
Welcome, everyone, to Have a Heart Health Radio in our new highly absorbable format. We're here on the Internet anytime that you want to listen. Yours truly, Dave Stouter, the health warrior, and investigative health journalist Bill Sardi. You know, Bill, could this be an I Told You So show? I mean, you and I known each other, done radio, done presentations for over a decade. And one of the things we've been trying to do is to get people off this, a couple of myths that all fat is bad and that cholesterol causes heart disease. Well, there's been some really exciting news. Tell us what's going on.
Are we going to go back to eating lard? I'm not kidding this time. Time magazine says where dietary fat guidelines went wrong. And what are they talking about? They're saying that in 1977, an elite group of researchers met and wrote a paper. It was a dietary guidelines paper prepared by the staff of the Select Committee on Human Nutrition and Human Needs, United States Senate.
Wait, the Senate?
There come the politicians because they got involved.
They wrote the guidelines?
It's the usual suspects, as we like to say. So the government printing office prints this guideline. And what did they innocently do? Sounds pretty good when they did it. Increase carbohydrate consumption. Reduce overall fat consumption. Wait a minute. Did we say increase? Carbohydrate turns to sugar. Reduce fat consumption. That destroyed our satiation. We weren't satisfied. See, the tongue is looking for fat. And so it gave us emptier calories, but we're not satiated. We're not satisfied eating, and our mood is going to drop, and our sex hormones are going to decline, particularly male testosterone. So in reduced saturated fat in particular, that lard I'm talking about, and reduced cholesterol consumption about 300 milligrams a day, almost nothing. And cholesterol is needed to make the sex hormones. It is a transport mechanism for fat-soluble nutrients like lutein, lycopene, beta-carotene, vitamin E, fat-soluble antioxidants. Cholesterol is essential for life. The liver makes it. It's not necessarily dietary controlled. Only 20% of the cholesterol is controlled by the diet. And they never did make a connection between circulating cholesterol and the plaque sticky cholesterol that narrows arteries. And as we've shown in a couple of programs in the past here, most heart attacks are caused by electrical storms, electrical abnormalities, not by cholesterol at all, and at least the sudden death variety of heart attacks. They did say reduce sugar consumption, but then the commercial interest took off and started adding high fructose corn syrup to everything, including ketchup, and reduce salt consumption. So it was certainly a giant misdirection, but I don't know that they're going to have any apologies forthcoming. The main scientific advisors at the time were Dr. Mark Hegstead, who is deceased now, professor of nutrition from Harvard, Dr. Philip Lee. And they have a Dr. Philip Lee Institute at University of California, San Francisco. He's in retirement but is still highly honored, but I don't think we're going to get a letter from him. And somebody else that bothers me a little bit, Dr. Beverly Winnicoff. Now, she is still alive and kicking, as we might say, and she was a population control person. She's pro-abortion, limit the size of the population. She's outspoken about chemical abortion. What was she doing on a dietary guideline panel? She was not an expert on any about this. And was this whole thing to lower cholesterol really a covert agenda to lower the population size of the world, because if you reduce fats, you reduce sex hormones, testosterone, estrogen, and we never had any fertility clinics when my grandfather was around, but we certainly had them in the era of limiting fat and cholesterol, didn't we?
Well, Bill, wait a minute. So this, what was her name again? Benikoff?
Beverly Winnicott. She's still,
if
around.
Her expertise was in population control, and these guidelines were written supposedly to improve human nutrition, that is kind of scary. I try not to be given to conspiracies, but what does a person who wants to limit the population control have to do with setting dietary standards unless they want to use them to limit population control?
Rockefeller wow. Foundation, who's frequently mentioned as a population control group, no evidence to support dietary fat recommendations. Analysis finds, this is three, 4 decades later, we've been living in the wake of this misdirection for a number of decades. We're so fat phobic, I don't think we can pull ourselves away. Do you think anybody, I mean, we're talking about cholesterol too. Do you think anybody can just shed their phobia of fat and cholesterol? I mean, they're saying here, and I've got the article here. Where is this one from? They're talking about, sets up saturated fat as a bogeyman when it is not. And that's what they're talking about today. All this time, the bad guy was dietary fat and carbohydrates. We've replaced it with dietary fat. They're replacing it with carbohydrates. So, I mean, what a terrible mistake. How many lives were lost and brought to premature death because of these misdirected headlines? And, of course, but then we had all the cholesterol pills come in. Billions of dollars of those, too. Do you think any of the doctors peddling statin drugs now that lower cholesterol, you think they're just going to abandon it, send a letter to all their patients? I mean, it's a cash cow. It's the way they get people in the office, come in for re-prescriptions. I mean, how many times have doctors looked their nose down at patients and say, if you don't take this pill, you're going to die of a sudden death heart attack? And it's absolutely false. And we've cited the data here on the air. 1 out of 200 healthy people will avert a non-mortal heart attack taking statin drugs over 5 years.
1 out of 200?
One out of 200, 1 out of 70 high-risk patients over 5 years, 1 non-mortal heart attack. So it's at best 3% effective, at worst 0.5% effective in preventing a non-mortal heart attack. And most of the mortal heart attacks are sudden electrical storms, of which we've reported you need fish oil and magnesium. Magnesium's an electrolyte, sets up the electric charge in the heart. Fish oil relaxes the muscle. The point is that we have this evidence. We've been so misguided. I don't know why anybody in an at-risk group, that is people that go to see a heart doctor, cardiologist, should walk out of the door without some recommendation for fish oil and magnesium. It just seems imperative. But, you know, I know because we went back to this lard. I mean, we've shown that lard has a lot of vitamin D in it because animals get out in the sun. And lard is an animal fat, and then they get out in the sun, and that vitamin D is made in their fat right under their skin, and this is where we get lard from. And then, sure enough, we found a real collapse in the amount of vitamin D. I mean, you get about 600 units of vitamin D from lard. So there's another nutrient,
Bill, that
went down to
this
the count.
This low-fat diet that they put us on. It's just been disastrous. It just really has. Look around us. It hasn't made us healthier. And, I just want to say one thing about these cholesterol drugs. You know what I think people assume, Bill? That what they don't really think about this idea that they test drugs against placebos, meaning nothing. I think they test drugs against being healthy. And I just wanted to point out that in England, they said that they figured out some way that if they gave 37 million men a cholesterol drug, they'd save 9,000 lives. Okay, I'm not sure how they arrived at that, but
that was the over a 5-year period.
Okay, yeah, probably 5-year period. But if they gave them an apple a day, they saved 8,000 lives, and didn't hurt anyone because the drug hurt a lot of people. And I also saw a study where, at least in men, a nap, a half-hour nap once a day, had 4 to 5 times the benefit of a cholesterol drug. So these little numbers, yeah, these little numbers you're giving us, there's so many different lifestyle things we could do, like get off that stupid diet.
Don't wake me up, David. I'm taking a nap, David.
My wife changed her whole idea about naps when I told her that. But my point is, folks, there's so many natural healthy things you can do that whatever little benefit these cholesterol drugs give us, we could exceed them so easily. One is get off this silly low-fat diet thing.
I just don't know we're ready to give it up. But notice what the natural products industry did. Us too. Me too.
Yeah.
We had all those low-fat foods. We had a company called Health Valley. I think they're out of business now. Everything was non-fat. Totally. No fats. They had a whole, you know, canned goods and all kinds of a whole, you know, 300 types of foods they sold under that brand name. All was zero fat.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all wrong. We jumped on it. You know, we had red yeast rice, which is a liver toxin, the same way that statin drugs are. Yes, us too, me too. We can lower cholesterol. We can get the fat out, and we have lower fat foods, and we have fat burners, and then it was all the wrong direction. Wow. I don't know we can overcome the phobia. I mean, I'm not saying go out and eat bacon because it's got a lot of nitrites in it, but it's a stimulant, doesn't help the brain and other things, but it's an oxidant. But, you know, I mean, I'm not sure we really knew what we were doing here. But the issue is there wasn't any evidence in the studies they cited. So did they fabricate this? I mean, they're going back and showing you the bar charts and exactly what kind of risk there was from fats, and it didn't exist.
That's the point, Bill, is people got to realize everybody assumes that there's some – you know, some special science that's just incontrovertible and these doctors and researchers have access to it. But you make a great point. So 40 years ago, a bunch of people with no evidence wrote dietary guidelines that coincidentally have been disastrous or on purpose. I don't know. Scary.
You know, a lot of animal studies are done, you know, humans eat, you know, 30% fat or so, maybe 35%. And they want us to get below that number. But in the animal studies to prove that fat's bad, you know, they give 70% fat. Well, that's not a fair, you know, then they show, okay, you know, the animal, the fat did cause problems. But that's way beyond what we could accomplish even trying to eat fat burgers, you know, one after the other. You know, I mean, it's nonsense. And so, you know, our taste buds love fats. I mean, that's just the way we're programmed. And then we get, you know, our mood. Lots of things depend on fat, like we said, cholesterol, which carries antioxidants in the body, helps our mood, helps a lot of things. So, wow, we went in a misdirection, and nobody's going to be offering any apologies. I don't expect Beverly Winnicoff to offer any. I don't think any of those senators are still around in Congress, but boy, this thing smelled from the beginning.
Well, and the bigger point, folks, as we take a break here and have a Heart Health Radio, is this is just one of many, many, many examples as the people we're supposed to count on for our health advice. They make mistakes all the time. They have agendas. And that's what we're trying to do in this program is to give you the real science, common sense, and get you thinking about real health and not so much about drugs. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Garlic, there is no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. Call 866-674-3955 now.
If you want your health questions answered on the air by Bill Sardi and Dave Stouter, call toll-free 844-49-HEART. That's 844-494-3278. We want to hear from you. 844-49-HEART. Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. We just went over the diet we were told to eat in the last 40 years or so, a low-fat, high-carbohydrate diet. And we could point to a lot of things in society that this diet hasn't served us well. And because you need good, healthy fats for your hormones and sex hormones especially, one of the things we've seen over the last 40-some years is a real decline in fertility and difficulties in fertility. I certainly notice more people around me that seem to be having trouble conceiving. We don't know. Is it the chemicals? Is it the diet? What's going on? But the prenatal multivitamins I see from the doctors are just as pathetic as the most of the vitamins I see in the drugstores. Bill, I understand this is, I think, the first time on Have a Heart Health Radio we have a guest with us today.
We do, and an exciting one, a beautiful one, may I say, embarrass her here on the air. Birgitta Loren is with us. Now, she runs a little organization. We got to break the this was a little rough, you know, that we've got the wrong direction, a lot of deaths, a lot of misdirection. And maybe it was a covert population control effort. Seems that way to me. But Brigitte's going to runs a little organization, Expecting Fitness. She's a fitness expert for women during pregnancy. But I was getting a kick talking about what she does because you really need to get into shape after you had the baby, not just during pregnancy, because you really got to get back in your clothes. And I think a lot of women never got back there. Brigitte, welcome having you join us today, and I see you've talked a lot about prenatal vitamins and autism, premature delivery, how do we avoid it, postpartum depression. We hear about those things all the time, don't we?
Absolutely, and thank you first. It's an honor to be with you. Thank you for inviting me.
You bet. And so, you know, your website, expectingfitness.com, and they can get a hold of you there, info@expectingfitness.com. Now, the whole world can't get you because you're here in Southern California. You get clients. You go out, work with them, get them worked up and do things. But the rest of the world can listen in here on the show. And, you know, I think you've been involved in what I understand in producing, helping women produce a lot of healthy babies. What do you have to say about producing healthy babies? And how did you come around to this wonderful multivitamin you have?
Well, let me start with how I got into prenatal to start with. I'm told I was born an athlete and I came running out of the womb.
Mm.
Never stopped since. And through my
the roller skates didn't give you a tip, did they?
But through all my athletic years, it sort of brought me into the fitness industry. So I worked in the fitness industry all my life, and about 22 years ago, I came across a client here in Los Angeles who wanted a third baby, but not necessarily the pregnancy, because her other two pregnancies had been horrendous, with 9 months of morning sickness, aches and pains, problems, 36-hour labors, and just she was.
Oh, my.
So she, having had been an athlete in the past, thought that perhaps if she got fit again, it might be a little bit easier. So she hired me. We got her really fit over about a 9-10 month period. She got pregnant immediately upon trying.
Oh.
And I worked with her through a pregnancy and about 12 months thereafter. And during this pregnancy, she had no aches or pains. She had 2 months of a little bit of morning sickness, calls me after a 3-hour labor and screams at me, can we do this again? And that's when, you know, I started taking down the stats and the difference in between the labors and deliveries. I thought, wow, there's really a big difference here.
Why is it the women get so nauseated? You know, I see
Nausea is, it's a genetic thing, whether you're going to get it or not. However, it can be minimized with exercise. My clients find that if they manage to get some exercise in first thing in the morning, it usually lowers the amount of morning sickness that they will get. Or,
you know, you see over there in England, Princess Kate, you know, she gets married, this pretty woman in England, and then they hospitalized her for the nausea. It was so bad. I mean, I don't think hospitals get rid of it.
It does happen. I had a client like that who had terrible nausea for the entire pregnancy, and there was so many times she couldn't even get out of bed and she couldn't do anything. And I don't know exactly what causes that. I don't know.
Well, I'll give you a little tip and give women vitamin B1. It's a great help in that condition. Vitamin B1 is thiamine, the first vitamin that was ever discovered. It's unused for that purpose. They tell you use a little ginger root. That may be helpful sometimes. But my science tells us to look in the direction of vitamin B1, and you might look in that direction. But tell us about this multivitamin that you developed. And, you know, because I'd endorse it, really. And, you know, the reason why we brought you on is because stores don't do a good job with prenatal multis, because it's something that, you know, is kind of not a high-volume item. Women only use it a certain time. And so you can't find a good one. And so I was looking at this.
That was exactly my problem. My clients would come to me with probably half a dozen tablets from their doctor. And the doctor had told them, okay, try all of these and see which one makes you the least sick.
I see. Well, the least
sick.
This
didn't just happen once. This was almost every client.
Well, you have your healthy baby, you call it, prenatal vitamins.
Yeah.
And it's a pack. And I love the idea of a pack. So what you're saying, it is you know, four capsules, one soft gel, and one tablet. So it's all in a little pack.
Yeah,
so you use it in the day. It's about six pills, but a woman really can't get everything in just one or two little tablets, can they?
No, it's impossible, because you need triple the nutrition during pregnancy, but only an extra 300 to 500 calories, and it's a little hard to fit that double, triple nutrition into 200 to 300 calories.
Okay, you answered it for me, because we do get women, and they're told to eat more protein, but then they're overeating and getting way too big, and we have these babies that are so big, they can't even get out. I mean, obviously, you know, we've got to stretch a woman like, you know, grab your lips and pull them wide. I mean, you know, how in the world we get women to be rubber women for a minute and get the babies out when they're so big?
Yeah.
And so we're overdoing that so much, and I thought this was very balanced. Now, anybody listening certainly understands this is where we all got started. You know, in the womb and then getting started, and we should know after years and years and years how to do this, and it seems like we're still clueless. Women still getting nauseated. Still, weren't they afraid of actually doing a little exercise in pregnancy?
They used to be. When I first started with prenatal fitness, medical professionals, health professionals wouldn't dare touch a pregnant woman with exercise. It was really hard for me to get approval from their OBs to do their workout programs. I had to promise them that it was going to be super gentle and blah, 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 blah. But, you know, they've sort of come around by now, and they start to understand that fitness is not just something that's okay during pregnancy. It's an absolute necessity. Because now we have studies that show that moms that work out pre-pregnancy and during pregnancy and after pregnancy have children that are actually not just healthier physically and mentally, but they're superior academically and athletically by the time they hit college.
Yes. Now, what we're finding is something called epigenetics. We've talked about it on this program. You kind of imprint your genetic makeup in the womb and early childhood development. And what they did at Duke University, this was a researcher, Randy Jertle, he took a round, very golden-coated mouse that was bred to have diabetes and cancer and matched it with a dark brown, natural, regular, normal, healthy mouse. And then the offspring come out, you know, and quite a few of them are golden, round, and fat, and they arrest her. Well, what they did is they gave them what they call a methylating agent, vitamin B12 and vitamin B6 and folic acid. These are methylating agents, they call them. It switched the genes while the infants were in development and on through, And a lot more of the offspring came out normal and dark-coated than they came out round and obese. So
absolutely.
We can change that in the womb.
Yes, absolutely. You can change anything in the womb.
So we're talking about building super babies, super healthy babies, super brainy babies. But what I'm telling you, it's not transient at that moment. You imprinted it for life. It doesn't mean it's locked in either. Epigenetics, you can alter it later. But it has lasting effects even through generations after that.
Yes, I've been trying to preach this for 20 years, and it's been a hard going.
So if all of us can understand, we've got grandchildren, we've got people we know down the block and so on, you know, if you could beg them, get this woman who's going to have a baby, go, what's the gift you could bring them? Oh, flowers, fine, have a little fish oil. How about one of Brigida's wonderful multivitamins, this healthy baby formula, which she says conceived by necessity. You bet it was by necessity.
Yeah, it was by necessity because, like I said, I didn't like what came from their doctor's office. So they would tell me them, what am I going to get? And I would end up saying, well, you need this multivitamin and this fish oil and this and that and that and that. And they would all scream at me, Brigida, we're not like you. We don't open 10 bottles every morning. And I open 20 bottles every morning.
But why are doctors still clueless in an area when we know this experiment was done at Duke University? We can change our babies. If we are concerned about whatever we inherited from our past generations, we could correct it at least in our offspring. Wow.
No, but I really think, I'm sorry to say, but most OBs and doctors are so beholden to the drug companies that feed them. They just dole out whatever they're given, and they don't really care.
Yeah, because they give all those giveaways. Yeah, in the office, those doctors hand all those giveaway packages, you know.
Yeah, and they don't have the nutritional education.
Brigida,
they don't get much nutritional education in med school.
But Brigida, I'm on your website as we're talking, and I'm looking at the formula in your multivitamin, and not that you need me to tell you how good it is, but I want everybody listening – when I size up products for the store, I look really carefully at what's in it, the amounts, the forms of the nutrients. And in looking at this product, like I notice that you have the right breakdown, the right kinds of vitamin K. You use niacinamide and niacin for B3. You've got methylcobalamin, adenosylcobalamin for B12. And you've got one of the kinds of iron, the bisglycinate, that is very effective and does not constipate and does not cause stomach upset. This, I just want everybody who isn't on the web. The other thing I'll commend you on is your CalMag D supplement. You use a small amount of good quality calcium. So it's clear to me that this is a well thought out, high quality vitamin based on good experience. I just want to commend you. You got a great formula here.
Yeah, she does get the fish oil with it. I want to say, and I'm butting in on Brigida a little bit, but to say, listen, this is not, she's not paying to get on here as an ad. We brought Brigida on because we need to hear from ladies. We need to hear from intelligent women, somebody who's spent their time and their life dedicated to making all of us healthy right from the beginning. And we're doing a terrible job after 50 years of, science, we're still doing the same lousy job.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
People don't understand it, that they need to take several vitamins to get the sufficient amount of nutrition in during pregnancy, and that's sort of accentuated by all these tablets that are just one tablet for prenatal.
Yeah, I got acquainted with Brigida at the National Health Federation 60th annual dinner where I gave a talk on cancer and sugar feeds cancer, and I got acquainted with her, and I was very impressed with what she was doing in her career, and so I decided to invite her on. So, no, she didn't plug anything. We brought her on, and, yeah, we're giving her a free plug because she's earned it, and understand there's a couple of pretty critical guys here on this show, and we just throw darts at everybody, and we haven't thrown one at Brigida yet, though we'll get around to it.
Sweet.
I'm sure.
Well, so everybody out there listening, it's expectingfitness.com. And what Brigida that I can see is offering is, besides a good supplement, She knows about exercise, knows about nutrition, and it's just profound. It's just the time that you have to take care of yourself and your baby. And I'm glad you have the product, Brigida, and the website, so that even the people that aren't in your neck of the woods that could go to you specifically at least can benefit from your work and all the things you put together. Again, folks, that's expectingfitness.com.
And I can also work long distance via Skype.
So. Oh, good. Work long distance by Skype. There's articles online by Brigida, premature delivery, postpartum depression. You can read those at expectingfitness.com. We're trying to share as much of her that can reach. Obviously, she has direct clients here in Southern California. Brigida, do you have something you want to say before we get – what's something important that you know, before you get cut off the air by us guys who do that? Maybe something important that we missed.
Well, what's really important is to get started pre-pregnancy. If best option is to be super healthy your entire life, especially as a kid, and not ever get into any kind of drugs or alcohol or anything that might diminish or bad foods that might diminish your fertility, but particularly that year before you might get pregnant.
Yes. Yes.
Super important to improve your stem cells, to improve your DNA, to improve the epigenetic function in your baby.
Okay. We haven't had enough time with Brigida, but that gives us an excuse to invite her back here to the show. We want to thank her for joining us, and it gives us a little more rounded show when we bring the female side of our show, all the topics that come from that. Perspective. Brigida, thank you very much for joining us. We're going to have you back. We're here on Have a Heart Health Radio. We'll be right back in just a minute.
This is Health Warrior Dave Stouter, and I'm a huge supplement advocate, but more importantly, I'm a consumer advocate, which is what I had in mind when I created Apple Health Foods. You see, I take a tremendous amount of supplements, and I need them to be authentic and reliable and safe. At Apple Health Foods, we have a large selection of high-quality and hard-to-find dietary supplements and body care that yours truly handpicks to be on our shelf from the best companies in the world. We offer a 20% in-store discount to our senior citizens 60 years or better, our CAP members a $25 annual fee, but we offer that discount to anyone who orders on our website, www.applehealthfoods.net. Apple Health Foods can ship supplements anywhere in the country. There are very few places where you can get such a high degree of confidence and a great discount on supplements. Call 877-APPLE-HF. That's 877-277-5343. 877-277-5343.
A recent study remarkably demonstrated that biological aging can not only be slowed, but reversed, regenerating the production of cellular energy called adenotriphosphate in muscle tissue, was akin to making a 60-year-old animal 20 years old again, and the effect was produced in just 1 week. This is health journalist Bill Sardi, and modern medicine is racing to develop a pill that will mimic the same youth-restoring effect in humans. A prior animal study showed that Longevinex, an available dietary supplement, works 688% better than plain red wine molecules in this regard. By age 80, only 4% of energy-producing compartments in living cells are functional. No wonder your brain and heart muscles feel punky. What can you do about that? Call 866-405-4000 to find out more about Longevinex. You don't have to become a lab rat to get Longevinex. Go to Longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000.
Don't be shy. Email the show. Haveaheart@thebright.com. That's haveaheart@thebright.com. Give us a question, give us a comment. Point is, we want to hear from you. All right, welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. That was just great hearing from Brigida Loren. It's so important to take care of yourself before, during, and after pregnancy. It's so important to bring babies into the world off on the right foot. Our diets are so horrible. The doctors give so many medications, lousy vitamins. It's good to have somebody. Again, I encourage everybody to get in touch with her website, expectingfitness.com. I'm past the having babies age, but we all know a lot of people who could use this. So, Bill, we've been talking about the beginning of life, but those of us in the baby boomer generation, you know, we always wonder. We hear so much about anti-aging on the internet, showing up in our mailboxes. We talk about it. Understand there's some new news out there.
Remember life expectancy, that term, makes us think that we're probably going to live 75 healthy years. The way it goes now is we're going to live longer than we ever have. In fact, there's a wonderful story here. It says, are you a super ager? Researchers find a group of people whose brains stay young and sharp as they grow older, and it's in the Journal of Neuroscience, and a little bit they're still trying to identify why. And certainly we know that there's a lot of good reasons why people are staying healthier and living longer, and that's all wonderful. But are we going to be in misery the last 10, 15 years of our lives? We hope not. There's some good evidence that it's going the other way. Where was my headline here? There's too many. Here it is. And it says, why turning 60 no longer means that you're getting old. Number being affected by age-related illnesses almost halves in a decade. What are we doing right? What do you mean? The number affected by age-related illnesses almost cut in half in a decade. Wow. 7.7% of those aged 60 to 64 have dementia, cancer, or Parkinson's disease. But that's almost half the figure it was in 2002. What? Are they all drinking wine? Or I know that's something that's on the way up. I don't think it's taking drugs. I don't think modern medicine can take credit for this. There's something else going on here. But I have to say the evidence is, well, astounding. I mean, people are living longer and healthier. You know, I went into Costco the other day to buy some food, and the health revolution's taking off. They had grass-fed beef. They had lentil soup. They have things that, you know, really, really are healthy for you. I noticed some they had a chocolate product in there that was with maltitol from wheat. It's a what do they call it, an alcohol sugar. So you can actually eat a little cocoa is considered good for you. Just want it with it's bitter, so you put a little sugar with it. Well, this was a sweetener like xylitol that's non-caloric and actually helps you out. So I see the health revolution kind of taking getting a footing here, and we're seeing the incidence of disease going down. But life expectancy was grown and got up to 75 years of life because we were knocking out the infant mortality, not helping people live longer at the far end, but helping them survive at the beginning. And now we're headed to this terrible challenge. Are we going to let everybody be zombied and dementia and Alzheimer's and wheelchaired and drooling at the mouth and everybody on the 5 to 7 medications that Big Pharma is planning to get us there, and they've already done that, and we've mindlessly gone there? And you and I have talked about it on the show here, a lot of folks saying, I'm perfectly healthy, I'm only on 3 or 4 drugs. And say that again? You should be healthy and drug-free.
Yeah, healthy means drug-free. I mean, sometimes you need them, but yeah.
So now we have this new dawn. 10 years later, it took for the sun to begin to rise and the dawn of the anti-aging pill to begin. 10 years later, it was 10 years ago, September 11th, there's a date for you, 9/11/2003, that David Sinclair, the Harvard researcher, said there was a connection between a survival gene that was activated by a low-calorie diet, a calorie-restricted diet, 40% less calories, 50% less calories, will double your lifespan and your health span in lab animals. But the gene that diet activated was called the sirtuin-1 survival gene, and that gene was also activated by red wine and a molecule in red wine called resveratrol. Oh, my gosh, they were, you know, connecting the dots real fast, and it was a possible there was going to be an anti-aging pill. And then the science got confused and people ran this way and that, and they fell for phony resveratrol pills online, and there was all kinds of battles going on. And it all sorted out, and a researcher got accused of scientific fraud, and Rush Limbaugh, of all authorities, said that the researchers made it all up. They made it all up, diddle-up. And the next thing you go is nobody was taking the pills. And now, suddenly, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology is announcing that they're getting into the anti-aging pill business with a dietary supplement.
Not a drug?
Not a drug, because you can't get this approved as a drug. It takes too many decades, because they won't know conclusively till they've done it for a while. You have to, you know, go through this. And since it's too hard to do that, conduct a, you know, many decades long study, too expensive, too impractical, they're entering a new product. They call it Basis. The company's called Elysium Pharmaceuticals, and they have something called an NAD precursor. It's a form of a B vitamin along with resveratrol, the red wine molecule. And they're now saying now they have less evidence for this than we have. Well, it's all anecdotal, meaning just a bunch of testimonies. And they used to criticize our dietary supplements for that. But that's okay for MIT, because they're calling their resveratrol pill pharmaceutical grade.
Oh.
Okay. And they only had a little bit of FD&C blue and FD&C red, those synthetic colorants in there. So they're going to grow up and learn that a lot of people don't want those colorants in there. But, you know, we don't want to scare them away. We don't want to belittle them, because they're bringing credibility to this field. You mean it's an ivory tower pedigree anti-aging pill. That's what they're calling it. They've got 30 elite advisors, including, they've got 5 Nobel Prize winners. But they've also got some big people and venture capitalists. Now, I was criticizing them a little bit. I don't think anybody relates with anybody's name that's a Nobel Prize winner. They call them Nobel laureates. But, you know, I think they should have used Lady Gaga. At least somebody would have known who she was. I'm just having fun with the whole thing. I'm just wondering whether it's ever going to get to be successful, because we've got over 500 brands of resveratrol pills in North America now. That's the Natural Medicines database telling us that. And they're not selling very well. And so are these guys going to lead the charge, and everybody's going to go, the doctors will go, it's pharmaceutical grade? Okay, now we'll go for it. Is the public going to go, it's pharmaceutical? Sorry. You know, there's one company that did make a research grade resveratrol product, our sponsor, Longevinix. I helped formulate the product over a decade ago. And we realized that research-grade resveratrol gets out in the light and it degrades. It becomes a degraded form, and heat doesn't help it, and oxygen. And we were the first ones to stabilize resveratrol, make it so the light, heat, and oxygen wouldn't get it into the degraded form. David Sinclair at the time opened a drawer in his desk and said, I've got a bunch of brands of these products and they're all dead on arrival. They don't work. And I scratched my head and then did some research, found out about this degradation problem. And we announced, Longevinix did over a decade ago, the world's first stabilized resveratrol pill. Now, it turns out that nobody worked really hard on this stabilization thing. But then we started producing results that were far better than resveratrol pills. Far better. And in the rodent heart, they did experiments. And yes, resveratrol worked. And animals that had heart attacks had far less area of scarring and fibrosis with an intentionally induced heart attack in the animal lab. But if you use Longevinix, it was millions and millions and millions more heart muscle cells were spared from scarring if you use Longevinix versus plain resveratrol in the animal lab. And it was found also superior in blood vessel disease to plain resveratrol. So, and now we see Longevinix producing some stellar results in the human eye to inhibit new blood vessel formation. These new blood vessels invade the visual center of the eye. It's called wet macular degeneration. And they're successfully using it when major other drugs fail. So we're having successful use in humans And so there was a research-grade resveratrol available actually for the last decade. It's called Longevinex. It's our sponsor's product, and it is microencapsulated. We enfold it in plant starches and dextrins. Dextrins are sugars. And then no light, heat, or oxygen can get to it. And then, of course, it's packaged specially in a foil pack. And so we make sure that light, heat, and oxygen doesn't get to it. And then we do some other work to make sure that product that you get. And now it has a 3-year shelf life. Actually, we found it even lasts longer, proving the stability of it. And so Longevinex did that quite a while ago. And we also micronize it. That is, make it a very small molecular size. So about 4 times greater blood level with the micronized, microencapsulated form of resveratrol called Longevinex. So superior results. I think the people that were taking resveratrol pills for the last decade, if there's any evidence now, it's MIT just blessed resveratrol by saying resveratrol plus this other little niacin precursor is maybe the way to go. Well, if MIT's blessing resveratrol, all of those folks who took resveratrol pills of any brand certainly were headed in the right direction. They did the right thing. I mean, MIT just said resveratrol is an anti-aging pill. And by the way, just in case Big Pharma wants its shot at it, Bloomberg News announcing another anti-aging pill called rapamycin. This is a drug that's used for autoimmune disorders. It's a drug. It's been approved by the FDA, and they're saying it also is now considered a bona fide anti-aging pill. It's big time all over the internet. And so we've got two major – well, we've got – let me see. MIT is the basis product. They call it basis, blessing the resveratrol NAD pill. And then, of course, rapamycin, one of the major drug companies behind that one, I think Novartis is behind it. So the point is, the dawn of anti-aging pills, it's taken a year for the sun to start to rise. And it looks like it has credibility, and the elites are moving ahead and saying, we don't need an FDA-approved drug. It'll never be found that way. That method will take decades, and we're moving ahead as, oh my gosh, a dietary supplement. You mean those unapproved FDA dietary supplements, those nutraceuticals they call them? Oh my gosh, oh my gosh. That's what they're doing. And wow, will the public follow, David, or are we going to just mire ourselves in the fact that we're too old and there's nothing that can be done about it?
I choose not to be mired. And I think anybody that's been listening to us and tries Longevinex, or, you know, there are a lot of resveratrol pills out there. I haven't found one with the chops. I think I've said this on the air before, but this always impressed me, Bill. You know, when people hear things like David Sinclair and MIT, and we throw those names around, but I had a guy 2.5-3 years ago. He was calling up, and he was talking about Longevinex. It's from Michigan. And I said to him, I'm curious, with all the resveratrol products out there, why did you choose Longevinex? You know what he told me? He says, David Sinclair told me. I said, what? He goes, yeah, he was at some conference, and David Sinclair, who you mentioned, who's sort of
the Harvard professor.
Yeah, he caught him out in the hall a minute and asked him and said something like taking the supplements, and Sinclair said, well, if you're going to bother to take supplements, the only one worth taking is Longevinex. Now, this is what this guy told me. He wasn't selling it to me, and I'm just passing it along. You know, this is a phenomenal supplement. Resveratrol is a remarkable.
Let me read a testimony to you. I got this week from a lady in Canada. She says, wow, what a ride. I've been diagnosed in March 2012 with retinal degeneration. My retina was atrophying, shrinking. I had 8 bilateral double injections, both eyes, with a needle of Avastin, a drug that goes in both sides. Ugh, boy, that's gruesome. And a needle right in the eye on both sides, severely visual impaired for 20 years in both eyes. I was diagnosed with macular degeneration at age 49. I'm now 82. So my vision's been declining for 35 years. My central vision readings, get this, they're supposed to be 20/20, and she's no better than 2500. Oh, my gosh. In other words, she's got to stand at 20 feet to see something that somebody else can see from 500 feet away. And she says, my optometrist told me in November 2012 I was losing 4 lines of vision, you know, the lines on the reading chart, just due to cataracts alone, let alone the other health eye problems. But she says, since beginning Longevinex, my peripheral vision has improved miraculously. Side vision is what she's talking about. And the improvement began with the first week. Every few weeks, I became aware that I've achieved greater peripheral visual acuity. The progress is ongoing. And so she was told that she would inevitably continue to lose her vision. There would be nothing that they could do for her. She goes on in this letter to explain. She has this indigo slideshow going on as she has this color changes in her eyes ever since she started longevity. So something keeps healing and working in there. She's not exactly sure all what it is, but it's worked out wonderfully. And now her side vision has returned, so she's become functional to walk around the house and do things that she couldn't do before. Well, we'd pray that she'd ever get her central vision back. But she says she's got her family of 6 all taking Longevinex, all their friends, and says, my ophthalmologist attributes my improvement to the injections I got over a year ago, and I've not been able to disabused him of that conviction, as she says. It would be a waste of time and effort. She said she had 2 other major health issues in the past year, which have fizzled out with only minimum of medical treatments, and I attribute it all to that wonderful res pill, Longevinex. Wow. It does not promise immortality, she says, only longevity. So she said she was grateful to the company and thanks us for making the wonderful Longevinex product. Helene Flynn of Winnipeg, Manitoba, wonderful, encouraging thing. 866-405-4000 for that miracle for you, 866-405-4000 for Longevinex. You can get our free report about why you get older and what you can do about it. We're in the aging as optional era of history, biological history. 866-405-4000. If MIT said it's okay for you to take a resveratrol pill, why aren't you taking one? Don't ask your doctor. Well, we can rely on MIT. Or take MIT's. After all, it's only twice as expensive as Longevinex, and it has no science behind it yet. Whereas Longevinex has a number of human and animal studies. By the way, Longevinex has undergone clinical toxicity testing, just like drugs do before they're put on the market. So we went through that step as well. 866-405-4000, you can call, or go to longevinex.com, which is LONGEVINEX.com. That's like the word longevity. And the folks at leave your name and phone number. They'll get back to you if you're calling on a weekend or off hours. And you can go to the website and learn more about is this going to happen in human history? Or are we going to pass it up? The real chance of living long and healthy. David?
You know, Bill, I was holding off till MIT said it was okay. But, folks, Bill makes a good point.
Let me interrupt there. The experts, they have over 30 experts at the MIT new company, and none of them were taking resveratrol till the elites had their own and they could make money on it. Then it was okay.
Yeah.
What?
It's been okay for a long time.
Oh, thank you.
And the best pill has been around for over 10 years. I've been taking it for 10 years, or maybe a little more. I know Bill has.
I went to the National Health Federation meeting. Somebody saw me there that they haven't seen me in 10 years, and they said, my God, you look much younger than you did 10 years ago. So it's kind of fun to hear those things. I'm not into vanity. We're into longevity is what we're talking about. If you are into vanity, the one thing that really and it came out this week, why do people take resveratrol pills? And there was a study, really. Let me see where is that? Because I want to give you the title of it. Resveratrol Food Supplements, a survey on consumer characteristics to predict why people take resveratrol pills. And do you want to know why?
Why?
Indulgence. People that indulge in food and love food, particularly Mediterranean food for good reasons, tend to take resveratrol pills. They like food, and they kind of saw resveratrol pill as I can eat and not pay the price because I'm taking a resveratrol pill. Now, that's a good motive. It's kind of an interesting thing. In other words, It wasn't longevity. It wasn't living longer or healthier. They just thought that the main factor is they loved food. Don't we all love food? And that, they were into healthier food, certainly the Mediterranean type, not the hot dogs and fast food. And so that group that loves to eat healthy food and really indulge in it and have a glass of wine with dinner tended to be the one that wanted to take a resveratrol pill, and particularly the leading brand in the country, actually the world, Longevinix. So kind of an interesting phenomena. We're trying to still understand why there's so few people taking resveratrol pills of any kind. You can go down to one of the big box stores and buy a box of resveratrol pills, totally unproven, not even sure that's the right dose, for $12. Or you can spend a few more dollars and get one that's clinically proven in human and in animal tests, has the right dose, and you might be overdosing or underdosing and just really not getting the benefits. That's part of our story. And we micronize, we make all the effort, just like MIT does, to make a research-grade product. The product is called Longevinix. It's phone number 866-405-4000. You can get a hold of me directly, even to ask questions. You can take it with most medications, but you want to take it 2 to 4 hours apart. There's lots of questions to answer about Longevinix. It's all at their website, or they're able to help you on the telephone. It's maybe a giant day in the history of humanity that the elites have now given their blessing to resveratrol pills or an anti-aging pill of any kind. They're promoting two types. One's a prescription drug. One is a dietary supplement. So rapamycin is the name of the prescription drug, and it's a very low-dose medicine used in autoimmune disease, and they're giving some credibility to that. And then, of course, the resveratrol pill. So a new day, a new era, but will it change anything? Ponce de Leon is rolling over, wondering why he didn't find it. By the way, what Ponce de Leon wanted was a bath, which he would find this pool, and he could come out looking young again. That's different. That's called Longevinix Advantage. It's our elite product, and it does help people. It provides oral hyaluronic acid along with lutein and zeaxanthin, helps take the wrinkles out, helps make your hair thicker, helps turn your hair, your gray hair, your white hair dark again. I've had so many people tell me that. And it helps you look young again and cushion your joints. It helps make that water-holding molecule. It's a jelly-like molecule called hyaluronic acid. And if you make that, you're going to look young and flexible and all those wonderful things that you were. Again, that's Longevinix Advantage. You can ask about that, too. We're back ordered on that. It's back on the shelf here in a week. But, wow, there's been a run on that one because everybody – how much money do we spend to live longer? Not much. How much money do we spend to look younger?
A lot.
Wow. I mean, face creams, contact lenses, plastic surgery. I mean, the list goes on. We'd love to look young in the mirror. Well, if you want the mirror test – get Longevinix Advantage. I'll give you that number again, 866-405-4000. Believe us or else. Or else what, David?
And look, I'll leave you with this because you were talking about how many different resveratrol pills you can get. Just remember, and I'll say this over and over again, the most expensive dietary supplement that you'll ever buy is the one that doesn't work. We'll be right back.
Or else you'll get old. Yeah, there's one for you. If you want the curse of aging, that's your choice now. It's an aging is optional era, or if you'd like to reverse the biological clock hands of time, even look younger, Longevinix, 866-405-4000. Shame on you if you don't take some action there in this era of wonderful medicine and science. And when we get back, we're going to talk about who knows what, because what can follow after what we just said?
It's going to be tough, but we're going to try, so don't go away.
Garlic, there is no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. Call 866-674-3955 now.
It's time to close the medicine cabinet and open the vitamin shelf. This is Health Warrior Dave Stouter, and I invite all of you iPad and Android owners to download the Vitamin Shelf app. The Vitamin Shelf app normally sells for $1,000, but if you are one of the first 10 million downloads, you'll get a 100% discount. What I mean to say is it's free. The app will keep you in touch with Apple Health Foods. You'll have easy links to our contact info, upcoming events, our Facebook page and Twitter feed, and best of all, mobile access to thevitaminshelf.net. Here, you'll hear years of archives of our San Francisco radio show. You'll get interviews with the experts in the field of health and nutrition, health news reports, and biting commentary. You'll be alerted when new content is posted, and I promise to be informative and not annoying. Go to the iTunes App Store or Google Play and search for The Vitamin Shelf. The Vitamin Shelf app is free, and it's the only known cure for neutrophobia. All right, welcome back, everyone. This is Have a Heart Health Radio. You know, if you've been following this story, it came out last week. The Attorney General in New York City sort of came out of nowhere, made it sound like there was just a brand new study that said that a lot of the mass market brands of herbal supplements were just too many of them, had nothing in them, houseplants, rice powder, and he was demanding a recall. And Bill and I told you about this in one of our previous shows. And although it fits my view of the world that I don't think so much of the mass market supplements, I think their quality tends to be not what I'd like to see. There was something fishy about this. Now, what we did find is that they relied totally on what they call like a DNA barcoding, which is known to be not reliable on herbal extracts. The extracting process can muddy that up. And the test was done 2 years ago anyway and roundly debunked. So the Attorney General sort of – we don't know his motivation. So what's the update on this story, Bill?
The update is that while the Attorney General of New York slammed and all the news organizations chimed in, herbal supplements are not what they're cracked up to be. What's in the label isn't in the bottle. They said there was nothing more than rice powder and houseplants inside of these products. Well, one of the major companies that was taken on by this, the big box stores, they went and took and tested it, and they were already out with their results and saying, hey, there's no problem. What are you talking about? And now the Attorney General in New York is backtracking a little bit. And he's backstepping and saying, well, maybe it's not the dose or that. Maybe it's just your labeling made some false claims or overstated what it's good for. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. You mean they created this slanderous story and then now they're backtracking and they don't look so good.
No.
Folks, herbal products seem to be fine. These lowbrow herbal products sold in the stores. Folks, it's the real McCoy. They had the real stuff in there. So it's going to come out an egg on their face at Attorney General's office. And will the news media, which was complicit with all this, will they reverse course and tell the truth? We're going to find out here in the next few days. I have a big headline here because I want to get to the mailbag or science bag a little bit. Vitamin D profile in Natural Football League players. It's American Journal of Sports Medicine. And they're saying that, you know, if you have darker skin, East Indian or African American, you don't make as much vitamin D from sunlight, which is our major way we get vitamin D. And they found out that professional football players with very dark skin, African American players, have a higher rate of vitamin D deficiency than white players. That was expected. But the interesting part was that they're more likely to obtain a contract position in the National Football League. I don't know what that means.
I think it means that.
They made the team.
Yeah, they had higher vitamin D levels.
That's kind of a funny way of saying it. But they did point out that the ones who were deficient had greater risk of bone fractures.
Exactly.
This is really something. So it gets you while you're healthy. Vitamin D. Big story there. I wonder if all the football players are going to start taking vitamin D pills. And something from the mailbag or here of February 2nd, American Chemical Society, pointing out vitamin C deficiency in the brain impairs thinking, cognition, and it increases amyloid accumulation. That's the
Ooh.
Plaque in the brain from the lack of vitamin C. They just showed this in
mice.
So we talk about a lot of sophisticated things, but we don't talk about vitamin C and keeping our memory up and our brain intact, keeping the plaque out of the brain. But there they showed it in the animal lab. Very interesting. That's a new study, as I said, February 2nd.
Bill, I just want to ask you, though, people are going to hear that, and a lot of people are going to say, I drink orange juice every day. Is that enough?
No, you're not even going to raise the blood level with, you know, vitamin C from foods. You really need a dietary supplement. And our body was made to make thousands of milligrams of vitamin C a day naturally, be a production center in our liver as the blood sugar passes through. The sugar converts into a sugar-like molecule called vitamin C, ascorbic acid, or mineral ascorbate. And unfortunately, we had a gene mutation. We don't naturally make vitamin C like most animals do. And it turns out that fruit bats and guinea pigs and primate monkeys and humans don't make vitamin C. All the rest of the animal world does. So anyway, their brain lasts longer, I think, because they make it naturally. We got to get it from the diet. That's not sufficient enough to match up what we used to do out of our liver. We need to take supplements maybe 3 or 4 or 5 times a day. And also another study way back in 1977 in the Annals of Thoracic Surgery. I have so many people call me. They have GERD, gastroesophageal reflux, heartburn. And this report was talking about people with scurvy who have the lack of vitamin C tend to have hiatal hernias. Yeah, they do, because their connective tissue isn't as strong. And they found out that they tended to have a lot more acid food problems from acid foods. And, of course, the gastroesophageal reflux heartburn-type symptoms. And they looked at over 200 hiatal hernia reflux patients, and they found out that acid foods bothered them, so then they stayed away from vitamin C, and then they got worse, and they became, you know, scurvy patients. So if you've got those kind of problems, you can get the buffered vitamin C. That's called mineral ascorbate. It's calcium ascorbate or magnesium ascorbate. Those are the alkaline minerals. If you have problem with acidic forms of vitamin C, or the ascorbyl palmitate, which is the fat soluble form of vitamin C. So I just brought it up because so many of us deal with vitamin C. You really need it every day, and a lot of folks have those kind of problems. A couple of shows ago, we had a little talk about cancer is a matter of luck. The risk for cancer. And there's a researcher here at, this is the professor in the School of Population and Public Health at, it says UBC. What is that? University of British Columbia. There we go. So, and she's saying, look, cancer is preventive. It's preventable. It's not just a matter of luck. Alcohol, tobacco, exposure to radiation, all of these things really affect cancer. Now, I will say cancer is largely an age-related thing, but exposure to some of those things is true, and it's not flatly just most cancers are going to be a matter of luck, and so you're fatalistic and think there's nothing you can do about it. And I just wanted to mention in passing, no, don't believe that headline from a couple of weeks ago in the news. And now our favorite other little topic we like to talk about, the stinking rose, garlic. And it says here, hydrogen sulfide, yeah, that little gas that's made when you take garlic, it's the same gas that comes out of volcanoes. We call it volcano gas. Hydrogen sulfide, there is a little bit of that gas produced when we eat garlic. And it's kind of the rotten egg gas. And it's saying here, if you make more of it, it could help lower your blood pressure. It dilates your blood vessels. Isn't that wonderful? It's out of the Journal of Nitric Oxide Journal, it's called, and published widely. And we like to talk about Garlinex, our sponsor's product, the only alkaline buffered, the first alkaline buffered garlic pill assuredly delivers allicin, the primary active ingredient, because it negates the alkalinity, negates the stomach acidity, and therefore it keeps the allows the allicin molecule to be produced. The stomach acid knocks out an enzyme that makes allicin. And so if we have something negate the acidity just momentarily, about 9 seconds after you take the Garlinex pill, you've made the real thing, the primary active ingredient in garlic. So if you're taking regular garlic cloves, crush them before you eat them, and then you will have made the allicin before. The problem is trying to get that pungent clove of garlic down your throat. It's really pretty pungent and biting. Or you can take the alkaline buffered Garlinex capsules. It assuredly makes the allicin the primary active ingredient. Without the garlic odor and breath and pungency, it works. It's been proven in human studies. Garlinex at garlinex.com, G-A-R-L-I-N-E-X.com. And, of course, you can go and call 866-674-3955. And I think more people, I don't like to sell necessarily things on price because I do want people to reach for things that really work. But the Garlinex capsule happens to be the most economical garlic capsule on the market. Believe it or not, quality, service, and price, all three in one product. And I think it's like $10.95 a month. But if you order 3 1-month supply bags, you get a fourth month supply free. And I think it comes out about $8.60 a month. And shipping is absolutely free. Isn't that wonderful? I think the shipping costs and some of these things ends up to be a kind of a buyer's remorse. But nobody's remorsefully buying Garlinex these days, and they're finding out it works so well. Garlinex, the world's first alkaline buffered garlic. I just read you the headline. They think that the hydrogen sulfide gas that's produced when you eat garlic is helpful in controlling blood pressure, and they're finding out more of that about that every other day. So we love selling that garlic pill. I mean, it's because Americans, we don't have the money we once did. I love the economy of it. People feel like, hey, that's a good deal. I'll go for a good deal. And we've talked, because we've been talking about anti-aging pills, a lot of the anti-aging properties that we find in resveratrol pills are more than duplicated in a garlic pill. So it might also be an anti-aging pill, just a little bit pungent. So that's the reason why it works, I think. So,
hey, real quick, Bill, somebody came in. They were interested in a very important antioxidant in the body, glutathione, and they picked up a bottle of reduced glutathione I had on the shelf. It was about $40 because glutathione is expensive. And I steered them over to Garlinex. Did I do the right thing?
We think you did, and certainly sulfur is needed to make the number one antioxidant in cells called glutathione. And you can take glutathione pills. They're costly. Or let your body make it. And you need a good source of sulfur that does that. By the way, vitamin C also raises glutathione levels, but certainly garlic pills do. So let your body make glutathione and take garlic pills, and you get the wonderful benefits. By the way, garlic is safer than aspirin, thins the blood better and safer than aspirin. It has all the germicidal properties of bacteria, viruses, and funguses, even amoeba infections. It has some, you know, handles cholesterol quite well, dilates your blood vessels to help improve circulation in the normal range. I mean, there's so many wonderful qualities about garlic. Cook with it, use it. Remember, though, when you cook it, you destroy the allicin, the primary active molecule. Don't fall for products on the shelf these days. They say they provide allicin, but it's a kind of a allicin pretend. Because if you put those products in vinegar that simulates stomach acid, it won't produce any allicin. So even though they're labeled for it, you can't trust the labels. That's the dietary supplement industry for you. But Garlinex assuredly proven in human studies, and we can tell you it works. And I mean, wow, have we gotten a number of great testimonies about Garlinex. So you give it a try, and it really keeps money in your pocket. Garlinex, it's inexpensive, like as little as $8.60 a month without the shipping charges.
What's the number, Bill?
866-674-3955. 866-674-3955. I'm inebriated on garlic here. I mean, you know, it's a good thing. I think everybody loves the aroma. They just don't like the bite and the garlic breath. And so, you know, that's what Garlinex is addressing, because it's alkaline buffered. You don't get that garlic breath.
Most people won't really eat fresh macerated garlic. I know a few that say they do, but most people won't, and especially not every day.
And Garlinex now available in time release also. It does the same effect over a longer period of time, and it works for hours. So that's just, you can ask for the time release form as well. Garlinex, it's a wonderful product. We like talking about wonderful nutraceuticals and all how they work and don't work, and we take jabs at everybody, including ourselves. And David Stouter won't be on the air again just because I'm becoming critical. No, we'll let you on next week. But what do you have to say in signing off, David?
Well, Bill, I tell you what. You know, I think about these shows, and I listen to them before we post them. And I think about all that we've told people. And I would ask you all, as we close the show, to take a broader outlook. We've had this show on the air and on the internet for close to a year. And we have shown you over and over again that diet, lifestyle, nutrition is the most important thing you can do for your health. It's three quarters of it, at least. And that modern medicine, which is really very much influenced and nurtured by pharmaceutical interests, is fibbing you, is spinning you, is taking your money. Use a little common sense and trust Mother Nature over Big Pharma.
Okay, we're FDA unapproved. We hope you listen to the whole thing all the way through and tell your friends. You can go back and listen anytime. Go to haveaharthealthradio.com at any hour of the day. Listen to the whole archives. Listen to all of our gibber and jabber. We lie. We're so convinced of everything we say, but we hope you are too. Live healthy. David and I are not taking any medications. We're getting up there in
zero.
Our ears.
Zero.
We're talking here from the mortuary. I mean, the oh, yeah. We're having fun with this.
Yeah, we're drinking embalming fluid.
Yeah, listen, folks. You know, it's for real. We're talking about real stuff. And we've given you enough education. You know, we like to hand out stuff everybody can use. If you've only got a couple of nickels to rub together, even fresh garlic works. Remember all those things. We're just trying to help make it easier for you to understand. Try to stay healthy. Use what Mother Nature gave you. And then just tolerate us on the show as we talk about it.
Okay. Remember, if you have some friends, share the show. And if you have some enemies, share the show. Share it with everybody. We're glad you're here. We'll be back in about a week. Take care.
Thanks. Good night.
If you want your health questions answered on the air by Bill Sardi and Dave Stouter, call toll-free 844-49-HEART. That's 844-494-3278. We want to hear from you. 844-49-HEART.